Welcome back to The Price of Business. I am your host, Kevin Price, talking to you about you and your business. Let me tell you, one of the things that's your business is getting a handle on what the government is doing to you when it comes to your taxes. As you know, as the listener knows out there, I have long been very passionate about individuals being responsible when it comes to their taxes. And when people instantly say that, oh, that means he wants you to pay your taxes. Yeah, I want you to pay what's required of you, but I don't want you to pay a penny more. In my opinion, there's nothing worse in the stewardship department than paying more in your taxes than you should, because I guarantee you, whatever you do with your money, whatever you do for a living, is better than what the government's going to do with it. Now, what's gone on over the last several years has been an incredible economic storm that's targeted not only business but government, because as businesses have suffered, so has the revenues of government, the tax revenues. And so they're afraid of raising your taxes because they're all cowards. And so what they do is they get non-elected individuals to arbitrarily raise the value of your building or your home and say, hey, you need to be paying more taxes because it's worth X value, even though there's no way in the world for them to really quantifiably prove it. And they believe you're just going to be like sheep and go along with that. And fortunately, there's someone out there that, there's a sheepdog out there.
Called the Bulldog.
That's right. The Bulldog, if you will. The Commercial Tax Network, commercialtax.com, they're really out there, really standing between you and the government saying, hey, is this real? Is this realistic? Is this fair? I've got Adam Cedars and Terry English, both of whom are with the Commercial Tax Network. And as always, gentlemen, good to see you.
Good to see you. Thanks for having us.
Let me ask you real quick, Terry, you founded the company.
Yes.
And when did you find it? When did you start it?
In 1990. Yeah, coming from some of the other big consulting firms, and that we decided to go ahead and start our own company.
Now, when you got started in 1990, what was happening in the business and tax environment that made you think, hey, now's the time for me to branch off and do my own thing?
Well, the market was kind of tough back then, going after the drop in oil prices. There seemed to be a lot of values that were overstated as far as properties, and we just felt it was a good time to get away from the big company to start our own company and really give the personal attention that each and every one of them deserve by getting out and really doing a great job of reducing values.
Yeah. You know what I think is, I was curious to ask you, I've always meant to ask you, because I knew about the 1990 date. Did the RTC, the Resolution Trust Corporation, play a role in saying, hey, this is the time to do it? Because you had tons of properties being sold for pennies on the dollar, but immediately they were being taxed at their regular value. And
Correct.
So did that play kind of a role? Because I know that the RTC was a big issue late 1980s, early 1990s.
Yes, that's, we just thought that, it was a great timing when there was just a tremendous amount of properties that were over-assessed, and we're about, saving people money and getting paid for it, and we typically only work on a percentage of tax savings, and that means if we don't save many tax dollars, then we don't charge a fee for it. So yeah. It's everybody wins for the property owner and us if we do get a value reduction.
Win-win for everyone. No cost for anyone except for you if you don't pull it off.
Exactly.
So all the risk is on your shoulders. Adam, let me ask you. You've been doing this now for quite a while. You're involved with the business development there. What have you been seeing in terms of the type of companies that have come your path? Have you seen anything different, especially since 2008? Or is it pretty much the same pattern of business in terms of types of business?
Well, the types of business has always been the same, but the knowledge of the process is what gets me the most, that people just, they're not aware of the rights they have when it comes to this, and the fact that this happens once a year is really something that I think everybody needs to be aware of, that not only this year, but next year, there's going to be a new value come out. It's mass appraisal. The county always has a budget to meet, and they always want to, set the rates. So if you protest this year, you get a good cut. Or if you bought your property 3 years ago and your value's still below that, well, that may not matter because it's unequal appraisal that we'll look at.
Yeah.
If you paid too much for your property, well, mistakes are made, but when it comes to what's actually on the records, it has to be fair and equal. So
yeah.
If that's not the case, then you're losing money, and we can help you save that money.
Yeah, you know, and I, just for disclosure's sake, I'm a client of this company, and you'll hear the commercial with my personal endorsement. I personally don't have the time to go and protest. In fact, I'm not even sure what the address is to go to protest, and I wouldn't know what to say if I went there to protest. And so I've got better things to do, and the opportunity cost of me doing it is asinine when you guys do it, and the bulk of the savings, the majority of the savings, comes back to me. Let me ask you, Terry, why is this time of year so important when it comes to people, when it comes to their property?
Well, the appraisal districts are now doing their modeling and trying to figure out ways to get the highest value that they can for the taxing jurisdictions that actually pays their salaries. So it's important to look at them again every year that their increases, we've already seen increases come out of Montgomery County that they're raising from 50 to 100% of the values, just tremendously high. And no real basis for doing that. So it's important to look at every year. And the way I've been hearing that, you know, still it's a tough time out there. And certainly the foreclosures of commercial properties are coming, which is driving prices of values down. And it's really important to be on top of them every year. And especially this year is another pivotal year.
Yeah, Terry, let me ask you real quick, Adam. Are you seeing, from a historical perspective, are the numbers less realistic now than they have been historically as far as what the expectations are of tax entities?
Well, as far as the...
what they want to tax people for their property, or how high they want to value those properties?
Yeah, they are definitely under what they want to be. It seems that they're definitely dropping the values the last couple of years on a...
As long as they're being contested.
Right. Well, no, not exactly. They also, the county sometimes will lower the values. And then I've looked at our percentage cuts on top of that reduction that the county's put on top of these properties. And we've, in some years, we've hit 14% on top of that number.
Right.
So even if they reduce your value, it doesn't matter. Protest.
Got to protest. Interesting. That's interesting. That's an interesting notion because a lot of people think, oh, they cut me some slack. Well, one reason why they're cutting some slack is they don't want you to protest, Terry.
Yes. Some think that, you know, it's a waste of time, or basically that they've already done all they're going to do. But, you know, from time and time over, you know, they can reduce a value or certainly increase. We certainly are out there give them the best information available to get these things reduced to an acceptable level or an unequal appraisal level. You know,
getting them back down to the real world. All right, his name again is Terry English, and then, of course, Adam Cedars. They're both with the Commercial Tax Network. They're great partners of this radio program, and you can see why. And they work for me. You ought to get them to work for you. Number over there, 281-897-1119 or commercialtax.com.